Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we talk Horton Chargers football with head coach Kyle Gerst. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, you get your first opportunity to step on the field as the head coach of Horton last Friday. Tough test, certainly. Very good Jackson Heights team. They're able to win at 61-7. Just how good did it feel to just get out there with your guys and play a meaningful game?
I mean, it was real good to get out there and finally play the game. Obviously, we would have preferred a better outcome for ourselves. I mean, but that's a good team. It was finally good to see the guys get out there and play a game, though. So there's not the outcome we wanted, but there were some positive things that happened there. So
how do you kind of build on those positives, whether it's individual or just kind of team aspects? You know, what were some of those positives you're kind of taking away from that game and kind of implementing towards your Week 2 matchup?
Well, I mean, one of the things is we had a stretch there early in the game where we were matching that physicality that they brought, like we talked about. We were playing really good football, and then things kind of got away from us. I thought we tackled much better than they had even last year, so I think we've improved a lot on our tackling. And the other thing is, like, our kids never quit. Like, we were down big, and they kept playing hard. They kept fighting. And so those are all things we can build on as we move forward and try and get that first win of the season. It's just, you know, we tackled pretty well. We are capable of playing that level of football. We just need to sustain that level of play and the fact that we never quit.
Coming back after a loss, guys having that right mindset, being in the right mentality going into that week two despite a tough loss.
So when it comes to getting that mindset, we talked to them about it. We watched a little bit of film of the game, and we just put it behind us, and now it's time to move on. You know, we're focusing on McLeod this week, and this is the team we saw in the Jamboree, so we know kind of what they bring to the table. We know they're going to play hard. We know they're going to play physical, and we know that we can't take this team lightly. And, you know, I thought already yesterday we had a good day of practice. You know, we're starting to move forward. We've put that game behind us, and now we're moving forward, looking ahead to McLeod this week.
We'll talk about the matchup with McLeod when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Kyle Gerst, head coach of Horton, brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds, as our locker room chats continue this week, getting you set for week two of high school football. Coach, let's talk about McLeod, a team you mentioned in our previous segment. You saw them early on in your Jamboree, so you had a decent idea of maybe what they're all about, and then you maybe get a little bit of film from their game against Onega last week where McLeod fell in that one 21-0. What do you know more about this team now, and what kind of challenges do they present here in week two?
I mean, it's a lot of what I expect after watching the Jamboree. They're coming to play. They're not scared of anybody. They'll play physical. They'll play hard. They're not a team that's going to quit. And they're a team that if you don't come to play football, you're going to be in for a game, and you might be in some trouble. So our guys, and we've been trying to preach that with our guys, is we've got to be prepared for this game. We've got to do a better job preparing than we did last week, and we've got to come out and we've got to play hard the entire game because they're going to come out and play hard the entire game.
Do you expect the biggest jump that you'll see from game to game? Is it that week one to week two jump? A lot of coaches tend to tell me that that's where they kind of hope and at least maybe see the biggest jump. Is that the mentality that you have? Do you expect to see that kind of a big leap this week?
I mean, I would hope that we would have a big leap this week. You know, that's the ideal, is that you get that week-to-week jump and you keep getting better each week. And I'd love to see a big leap this week because, obviously, like I said, last week didn't go quite the way we wanted it. But until we get out there Friday night, it's going to be hard to say exactly how it's going to go.
Well, let's talk a few keys. What's it going to take to go out there? You're going to be at home on Friday, welcoming in this McLeod team off a 21-0 loss, and certainly both teams looking to get that first W of the season. What's the expectations for you to see from your team, and what are a few keys to go out and get a win?
You know, pretty much the same as we talked about last week. We've got to be physical, and we've got to tackle well. And if we do those two things, we play hard, we play physical the entire game, and we tackle well, I think we'll be okay. But, you know, same keys as last year, because this team will come out and they will come to hit you. They'll be physical. So we've got to be physical too, and we've got to tackle well defensively.
Horton head football coach Kyle Gerst joining us, brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Horton hosting McLeod, week two action, Northeast Kansas League coming up on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck on Friday against McLouth, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me. Talk to you next week.